Rasmussen, Donald Trump reaches highest job approval since Pelosi announced impeachment inquiry. By Hannah Blow on September 18, 2020. President Donald Trump reached a 53% job approval rating on Friday, a figure not seen since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, announced the impeachment inquiry last September, Rasmussen reports revealed. The president's job approval has been on the upswing in recent weeks, reaching a high of 53% on Friday. Of those, 44% strongly approve. Trump has not experienced a job approval percentage that high since September 24, 2019, the same day Pelosi announced the House's formal impeachment inquiry, an effort that ultimately failed. Months later, on December 5, 2019, Pelosi announced that Democrats would begin drafting the articles of impeachment. The president's actions have seriously violated the Constitution, Pelosi said in a press conference at the time. Our democracy is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act. That day, the president's job approval stood at 52%. However, the coronavirus pandemic took a toll on his numbers, as approval tumbled into the 40s, dropping as low as 42% in the last week of June. Trump's disapproval stood at 46% on Friday. On September 18, 2012, on the cusp of re-election, former President Barack Obama saw a 49% approval and a 50% disapproval. The news coincides with Trump taking a national lead over Biden, 47% to 46%, in a recent Rasmussen poll. As Breitbart News reported, the survey of 2,500 likely voters was conducted September 9 to 10 and 13 to 15, per the polling firm, and this is more proof of Trump's momentum. In this same poll last week, Biden was up 48 to 46%. The week prior, Biden was up 49 to 45%. That is a steady 5-point total shift in Trump's direction over 2 weeks. The positive results for Trump come as Democrat-controlled cities continue to grapple with flare-ups of violent protests. A Rasmussen Report survey this week also revealed that those who have experienced the violent protests in their communities are more likely to back Trump come November.